Coaches, I wanted to take a quick minute before we jump into today's episode to remind you about the power of our Green Team Framework. Now, if you're a coach who's been with us for many years, you know how powerful the Green Team is. And for all those that are new, you need to take advantage of it starting today. In fact, we guarantee that within 30 days, you will have more committed, consistent, and competitive athletes in your program once you implement the 7 parts of the Green Team Framework. It's a leadership framework that, as one of our coaches in St. Louis said, is like leadership cheat code. It's as if we figured out all the right buttons to push to get your players to level up. So, coach, if you haven't gotten started with Lead 'Em Up, get involved today and start taking advantage of the leadership framework, the Green Team Framework that will transform your program. And if you're already in Lead 'Em Up, you know the power of the Green Team. We just want to encourage you, keep building your Green Team. Keep going deeper. Keep reaping the benefits. Hey, listen, make sure you're building your Green Team. But in the meantime, enjoy today's episode. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Thank you for hanging with us today. I'm Adam, and going solo just for a quick mini episode as we are in the midst of the holiday season. I just simply wanted to offer up some encouragement to everyone listening and really kind of build around this theme of keep the right perspective. Keep the right perspective. You know, when you think about perspective, it's about how we see things and the lens to which we see them through. And I totally recognize, and we all experience this, there are moments where there are so many things that cloud our perspective, that interfere or distract us or get us to kind of look at our teams and look at our situations in a negative light or in a frustrating dynamic. And it's totally understandable. You know, parents are creating challenges that are draining us and exhausting us. The administration is causing frustrations for us, or our players aren't doing the things they're supposed to do. And what at one point set out to be something you couldn't wait to engage in the season or, you know, going through the training, that you end up finding yourself distracted and your perspective is off and you're not as excited as you once were. I think it's so important that we continue to recalibrate our perspective, because it absolutely can get off at times and it can shift. You know, it's interesting. I loved this story. This was years ago, and I don't love exactly what happened, but I loved how it got fixed. You know, I'm not a huge science guy, but back in the 90s, if you are familiar, the Air and Space Department, NASA, released into the sky the Hubble Space Telescope. And this Hubble Space Telescope, as it got released into the sky, was designed that it was going to take the most incredible pictures this world has ever seen of the world that we see, and that it was going to capture images in ways that we had never once seen or imagined. And it was a huge revolutionary innovation to kind of create this space telescope. And it went up. And long story short of the Hubble, as it went up there, it took and started capturing all the pictures and it was sending it back. But unfortunately, the pictures were blurry. What they learned as the Hubble was up in space is that the lens to which the Hubble had been manufactured and that had been installed in was off. And it was only off the slightest bit, but nonetheless, it was off. In fact, the mirror shape was off by less than 1/50th of the thickness of a human hair. But it was that tiny flaw that actually proved to be devastating to the quality of the Hubble's images and the efficiency of all the instruments within the telescope. Now, as it sent the pictures back and the pictures of Earth and of the solar system, et cetera, as they came back blurry, it was so important to be reminded that it wasn't the Earth or the stars or the moon that were blurry. It was the lens to which the telescope was looking at it through. And for us, you know, when we think about our perspective, I think our lens often gets blurred. It gets clouded. It gets distracted. And what we once saw, we no longer see. And our perspective has now changed because our lens has changed. And for us, it is so understandable, as I mentioned earlier, that that happens, that our perspectives can change because of the different things, or because we had a day, or because we had a tough week. I just want to remind everyone, as we continue to live in the space of leadership, leadership is a gift. The ability to lead others, to pour into them, to play a role in their lives, to help develop, to build, to equip them is a gift. And that gift can quickly feel less than favorable. And it will feel less than favorable if we allow our lens to be clouded or to be distracted. You know, as you go through this holiday season, I don't know exactly everything you're going through. You know, I don't know all the different challenges and dynamics, but I want you to go back to the perspective that you had when you entered in. The excitement, the enthusiasm, the mindset you had about like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to get a chance to do this. I'm going to get a chance to pour into that. And as we go through this upcoming holiday season, I would love for you to simply reframe the lens that you're going through and really try to hold on to it, not diminishing all the challenges in the world around you, not diminishing any frustrations you have with the players in front of you or the staff around you. But can you shift your perspective to say, you know what is the good? Can you put a new lens over top of what has now become clouded based on the circumstances around? Now, what was so fascinating about the Hubble is that as they tried to fix it, they begin to evaluate and assess, what are we going to do to get this right? Like, this is not working. It's not cutting it for us. Obviously, we did not invest all this money, time, energy, and resources of building this space telescope to produce blurry images. They begin to evaluate all their options. And, you know, they thought about bringing it back to the States and you know, refixing it. And they began to realize as they examined what was the problem, because the telescope could be visited, they begin to realize that, you know what, I think the best bet is, why don't we take a new lens up to the space telescope, essentially like a contact lens, and put the new lens that counters the flawed lens in the scope. So if it was 1/50th of a human hair off, could they counter it and go above with a new lens to then balance it back out? And that's what they did. They manufactured a new lens that could counteract the current flawed lens, sent it back up, simply put the lens back onto the Hubble Space Telescope. And as they put the new lens, all the images became out crystal clear. Incredible. In fact, producing some of the best images we've ever seen of space. Similar thought process. As you go into this holiday season, can we take and find a new lens, put it on top, and allow it to reshift what we see? So we go back into our space of leadership renewed and refreshed and reinvigorated and go in with a new life and breath of fresh air as we now are seeing things back in a refreshed, clear image. Once again, not to diminish what the challenges may be, but to allow us to go in to attack those challenges with a new vigor, a new mindset and approach. You know, leadership really is a gift. And as we go through the holiday season, just wanted to offer up some encouragement. As you enter into those challenges and battles, go in with a fresh perspective. Remind yourself the corner's always near. You're going to get around this corner sooner than later. And have that level of optimism that a new lens can produce for you. As I mentioned, today's episode was going to be brief, short. Just wanted to offer up some encouragement. I just want to encourage each and every one of you listening. First of all, we appreciate you so much within the Lead 'Em Up team and community. And listen, keep doing the right thing. Keep leading them up. keep going after it and pouring in and rule six of the green team, fighting every single day to build that green environment, that green culture, that green team, those green leaders, even if it's challenging, keep a fresh perspective. I think about it in my personal life. I have to do it often. Not everything is always roses and, you know, amazing. There are a lot of challenges. Sometimes teams are difficult, and I'm always recalibrating my perspective to try to keep a fresh, clear perspective so I can go in at my best every day. Because I think that's the only way we actually get through and make it better. So friends, enjoy your holidays upcoming, and look forward to future episodes and appreciate all your support of Lead 'Em Up around the country. So have fun and lead 'em up.